Glory to God. Hello, partner. Amen. Are you glad you came tonight? Well, I want to tell you something. I was praying coming into this year, and I kept saying, Lord, what about 2016? Sir, what about 2016? and I just kept praying in the spirit about it, and several weeks went by, and I kept asking him about it. What about 2016? And finally he said, 2016 is the great year. Of what? Nothing. The great year. 2016 is the great year. And so I just started confessing that. 2016 is the great year. And I kept saying, sir, the great year of what? He said, 2016 is the great year. And after several more weeks of this, and just holding it up there, just holding it before the Lord. These kind of things are a bit difficult to put into words, but on the inside, you're holding for that inner image, that inward witness, and that you know. And faith is coming. And I said, 2016 is the great year of what? He said, let your faith fill in the blanks. Whoa! So, what is this? 2016, the great year of. So what is it in your life? What is it you need to fill the blanks in there? Because he said, if you get into my word and if you will stay in it, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He said, if you will apply your faith to it, if you can believe it, you can have it in 2016. Hallelujah. Woo, so we got busy. They started stretching, and well, you can see from that video, we're stretched more than we've ever been stretched in the history of the whole 49 years of this ministry. Praise God. And I am excited about it. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never been as excited about it as I am right now. Glory to God. Amen. And you can take a look at our schedule and you can tell, there's just something about getting out there so far you can't get back. God isn't there. Amen. Glory to God. Man, the anointing is stronger than it's ever been. Gloria and I both are walking in a place right now that is just marvelous. We're being renewed and strengthened. Praise God. This is an exciting time. And you look all around you and the whole world looks like it's, coming apart like a $2 watch. But hey, I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do best, They tear things up. Amen. But if the people of God will get it together and get in the Word of God and start spending more time in the Word than they're spending watching the world, right. Amen. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. There's no such thing as faith that don't come. No. Romans 3:27 says, by what law? The law of works? No, the law of faith. Then in the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So there is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and there is the law of sin and death. These things are governed by laws. And when you get in the Word and you find the laws of healing, the laws of prosperity, they are spiritual laws. And when you put them to work, they work. And they'll work for anybody to put them to work. Amen. And just a few days ago, we were in a meeting, and I was thinking about that faith cometh. Faith cometh. And we were in the meeting, I was talking about faith cometh. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Now, you can't feel faith. Faith is not a natural physical force. But now, you stay in the Word, you're staying in the Word of God, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus said, the sower sows the word. And amen. So you're feeding on the Word. You ought to be listening to at least one faith building CD a day. My goodness, that's nothing but just a tithe of your time. Yeah, that'd only be 2.4 hours. And if you just tithe, just your waking part of your day, that'd only be 1.2 hours. That's nothing but an hour and 15 or 20 minutes? Just one good, you take one CD out of this meeting and take care of that. Glory to God. Amen. And all of a sudden, while I was thinking about this and praying about this, I just saw it in the Spirit. I saw this teapot. And there's a teapot full of water sitting on a stove. And somebody turns the fire on. Now, if you got the pot and you got the water and you got the fire, it's gonna boil.
Amen. That's
true. Amen. Ain't no such thing as water won't boil.
That's right.
It may seem like it ain't never gonna boil. If you're sitting there watching it, it don't seem like it's ever gonna boil. But you know for a fact, there is no getting around it. You leave that pea pot on that fire and you leave it on there long enough, and in a little while, here it goes. It is going to boil. And that's faith cometh. It's governed by spiritual law. Amen. Now, if you're looking for some kind of physical evidence about the time that when faith is ready to be applied or ready to manifest, you're not going to find it physically. Doesn't work that way. There's coming a moment when all of a sudden, it's like when you ask your mama, how am I going to know when I fall in love? And she said, you'll know. And that's all the answer you're going to get until you fall in love. And all of a sudden, you know. Amen. There's a knowing coming. You're going through your healing scriptures and you're reading them. You're going through your faith for finance scriptures and you're reading the promises of God and you're reading reading the facts of God. See, by His stripes ye were healed. That's not a promise, that's a fact. But give and it'll be given unto you again, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Men will give into your bosom. That's a promise. That is a heavenly promise. Jesus said it. Hallelujah. And all heaven will back it. But you're reading those promises at least a couple of times a day, and you're going through your scriptures and you're reading them out loud and you're putting them in your eyes and putting them in your ears and so forth. And you just keep doing that. And you just keep doing that. And you just keep doing that. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. Faith is coming. And you don't ever say anything else. You don't ever stop and say, well, I wonder if it's coming. I don't know. Did you turn the fire out? Did you take the pot off the stove? If you did, it ain't coming. You leave the pot on the stove and leave the fire on, it's coming. Glory to God. There's no getting away from it. The devil can't stop it and God won't. It's coming. The biggest problem, it lies in two areas. One, not spending any time in the Word. Now, that'll kill it right there. Or reading one thing in the Word, lay the Bible down and say something else. Well, you just negated everything. See, you have to receive what God says as your own. Amen. So, you just keep saying this. There'll be a moment in time, the tide has been rising. It's coming. And there'll be a moment in time, and all of a sudden you just, well, yeah. All of a sudden, it looks like the easiest thing you ever did in your life. Back years ago, God started talking to us about going on television, and oh my, we had already just climbed a financial hill that looked impossible over radio, and as we go into tonight's service, the Lord has instructed me to teach you how to function in this. But anyway, back there then we were just finding out about it. And the Lord told me he wanted to be on, I'm going to be on radio. I said, no. And he kept dealing with me about that. Anyway, finally came, and the Lord did some startling things and convinced me that I better get myself in gear. And so I did. And the year that we went on radio, we had gone on just, I think we were on probably a few stations, 30 maybe, at the end of the year, the last couple of months of the year. Now, at the close of that year, our financial budget, the whole income for that year was a little over $350,000, $353,000 and something, whatever it was. And he said, I am coming so soon, I want this uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. Now I want you to put it on every gospel radio, every radio station that will accept it in North America. I said, okay. Here we go. I didn't know there was 700 of them. I just said, okay. There ain't no use counting them if he said every available voice. You just say, yes, sir. Now, when God instructs you, that qualified you to do it. When you said, yes, sir, I'm yours to command, that empowered you to do it. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And so we just struck out after it. By the end of that year, our radio, now we were $350,000 the whole year before. By the end of that year, our radio bill was $400,000 a month. And hey, I have never written an appeal letter in my 49 years of ministry, and I'm not about to start now. No, that's not the way the Lord set this up in the beginning. And that's off limits for me. So, we just had the motor running, wouldn't shut it off. And here it came. Here it came. Now, what was working? All of the kingdom of God's financial forces were at work at this. Now, I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm standing backstage there. It's a good little while before the service started, and I'm just standing back there talking to the Lord and about all this and about all of this, the radio and all this kind of thing. And I'm thinking in my mind about, my goodness, trying to get a picture in my mind of how all this is going to work to go out and gather all this up when it's not my job to raise money. Can you imagine how many chickens have given their lives on chicken sales? And dear God, oh Lord, when all the time there wasn't any use in that.
That's right.
There were laws that govern it, but you can't function in them if you don't know what they are.
That's right. That's right.
Did you know an airplane would have flown in 1825 just the same as it was in 2005?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't anybody know what the laws of flight were? They had to learn what governed it and apply those laws, and it worked. Amen.
Amen.
So we're just finding out these things, and I've been praying about it and thinking about it. And I stood back there listening to him, and he's talking to me about it. And the giving aspect of the sowing aspect of applying the sowing rules and laws. Open your Bible to the 4th chapter of the book of Mark. And I went ahead and preached that meeting there in Little Rock, that service that afternoon and then that night. And the next day, I was still going over these things in my mind and in my spirit. And I was in my hotel room that afternoon praying for praying about and preparing myself for the evening service that night. And I was a little bit exasperated because everything is going so fast and God just kept pushing us a little further and demanding we do more, we do this, we do more, believe for this, believe for that. And there's just so much of it going in so many directions at once. I got overwhelmed a little bit. And I just laid back across the bed there. I said, God, how are we ever going to do this? And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Kenneth, don't seek ways to get the money in. Seek ways to get the word out. The money will come. And I saw where I was trying to use the laws of the Spirit backwards. That's like going up to a stove and say, give me some heat and I'll put in some wood. It don't work like that. You got to put in the wood before you ever get the heat. But if you take a look at the world and the way they think, and we came out of the world, so this way we think if we don't have our mind renewed to it, they keep wanting to see something happen and then they'll believe it and get in it. Well, it ain't never going to happen like that.
That's right. That's true.
It's just not going to happen that way because the thing isn't built like that. Amen.
Yeah.
It's built give and it'll be given to you. Look here in the book of Mark. I want to show you what Jesus said about this. In the 4th chapter of Mark, when he's expounding in the 14th verse on the sower sows the word. Now, come down here into the 26th verse. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. Now listen to me. He said the whole kingdom of God is like this. And you and I are following the words of Jesus. We may not, I know a lot more about it now than I did. I'm talking to you about something that happened back there 35, 38 years ago. Well, of course I know a whole lot more about it now than I used to. But I just know enough now to find out how much I don't know. But I know it works. I know if Jesus said it, it'll work if I put it to work. And it's not his fault if it doesn't. If it doesn't, it's me that screwed it up somewhere. Amen. Amen. I put in two shots when it said three, or I put in three when it said two. Amen. Stay in the Word, and the Lord will show you where you got off. Just stay right there in the Word. You just stay with it. Keep your confession, keep your heart, and keep your mind locked into the Word of God. I give you God's Word for it. It will come to pass. Hallelujah. The ground knows what to do with that seed. God created ground to grow stuff. Did you ever notice that if you put a wooden fence post in the ground, you have to treat it with something to keep the post from rotting? You know why? The ground's trying to grow it. It thinks it's a seed. And you stick it in there, it'll rot the thing trying to make it grow. It'll try to make grow whatever you stick in it. I got some news for you, darling. Your spirit is that ground, and it'll grow whatever you stick in there. So that means you better be careful what you're putting in your spirit. Because I'm promise you right now, what you have today is what you said yesterday. There's no way of getting around that. Amen. But now notice what Jesus said. Oh, I'm already excited. I haven't been here but a few minutes. Verse 28, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. Now see, Jesus is saying that harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. Don't foul it up with negative thinking and start walking around saying, I wonder why this is not working. You just said it's not working. That's why it ain't working. I had a fellow walk up to me and say, you know, that saying stuff just doesn't work for me. It just did. Every time you say the saying stuff doesn't work, it worked again. You can't change the laws. You can change the words, but you can't change the laws. I'm telling you that. Let's read on. This is what the Lord wants me to get to. Verse 30, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes. It grows up and becomes. You see it right there? It grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, shooting out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Glory to God. Now he said the whole kingdom of God is compared to this. Now go over to Colossians chapter 1. We started over there this afternoon, and I got all excited and didn't quite finish it. But the night's young. Verse 12, Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has already delivered us from the power. That Greek word is authority. Delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that happened to you. Amen. You are a citizen of heaven.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You've been translated. You were taken out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus said, the whole kingdom of God is compared. And what can we compare it to? Look, read it again. Because this is where you live. This is your citizenship we're talking about here. Go back over there in Mark 4. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited on the inside of me, I can hardly stand still. Hallelujah. Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Say, kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God.
That's where I live.
That's where I live.
I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. You may not have much of a seed to sow. But don't be looking at that. No, don't be looking at that. Be looking at the power of the harvest. Hallelujah. Because it's coming, and I don't care how little it is, it'll grow up and become greater.
Amen.
You are a citizen. You have that power living on the inside of you right now.
Yes.
And this is what has to happen to us. We came out of an outside in concept. Everything we needed, everything we wanted, somebody else had it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you had to go outside to get it. Hi, Linda. How you doing, baby? Oh, you look so good. I'll be back in a minute. I hadn't seen my girl here in a long time. Praise God. Gloria say hey. And where was it? Oh yeah. I don't care.
That's right.
Somebody else had it.
That's right.
The boss had it.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama had it.
That's right.
Your daddy had it. The government had it.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go somewhere to get it. Unless you inherited it. Well, even if you inherited it, it came from somewhere out here. I mean, that's the concept of life. Until you got born again, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and that kingdom is on the inside of you. Everything you could ever want. Everything you could possibly ever need, everything the eternity future that's lying before you is resident inside you right now. Faith is not going out. Faith is not reaching out here somewhere. Faith is it's in here. And you're sowing into the system and believing God, and this faith ground is growing it.
Yes,
hallelujah. We have become inside out people instead of outside in people. And when that concept breaks through to your consciousness, your broke days are over forever. Glory to God. I mean, go. When this faith man on the inside there begins to function in the Word of God and begins to feed your spirit on the Word of God, and faith is getting stronger and faith is growing. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't have that kind of faith. I need more faith. No. Wait a minute. Hold it. Back up. Yeah. No. When you got born again, Jesus said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. And then the book of Romans says in the 12th chapter, it says, and the measure God has given every man among you, talking about the church in Rome, every man among you, the measure of faith. You didn't get a little measure and I got a great big measure. No, God would be unjust if he did that. No, see, it's his faith. Yes. It's his measure. Yes. You're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Glory to God. You've got God's DNA. Your spirit being is born of God. The love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness is all resident on the inside of your spirit man. If you develop that, the more you develop it, the more you become just like Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need more faith. You got God's faith. How could you get more than that? What do you need to do? Feed it. Strengthen it. Spiritual exercise. Amen. And things begin to happen. You don't even particularly know how they happen a lot of the time. Oh, I got to thinking about some things this afternoon after the service that's happened to Gloria and me over the years. My. I mean, here we were back there. Driving that old car, and we had a meeting in Oklahoma City, one of the first we'd ever had. And I put all the money I had in the gas tank. And I had enough to get to Oklahoma City from Fort Worth. And the kids are in the back seat, and we're headed up. I mean, you know, that's it. All the money's in that tank. But we believe in God. And I knew this is where we're supposed to go. So I'm not broke. No, this is just a matter of time. Because I've done what he said do, and I've sowed where he said sow, and I am a loyal tither. I want you to know he's first. I don't care if we don't have anything, he's first. Always. And we're headed into Oklahoma City, and we're supposed to set up there, and we had a meeting that started either that night or the next day. I don't remember that. And so, you know, I work for God. I'm his boy, and I'm his to take care of him. That's just all there is to it. And we got into town. And back then, you came in the town going into Oklahoma City there from the south. I mean, you had to drive through Fast Food Alley. This was before the interstate highways, you know. And just one restaurant right after another. And we drove past that Sizzler, and they had that great big Hereford bull standing out there. You know. And the kids kept saying, Daddy, we're hungry. When are we going to eat? I said, any minute now. Any minute now. I look at Gloria, she look over there at me. You know, she's sitting over there. Hallelujah. He meets our needs according to his riches and glory. Come on, kids, let's praise God. Hallelujah. come on, Daddy, we hungry. I said, we're going to eat any minute now. Glory to God. And we come driving in the edge of town. I slowed down. There's a traffic light up ahead. I saw it flash by in front of me. I said, money. Chloe said, where? I said, I don't know. And I pulled around and went back down, turned around, and I'm going by real slow. And that, because you know, wind blows all the time, Oklahoma City. Blown up next to a cyclone fence. And I pulled over there and walked over there and peeled my 20 off of that fence. Now, $2 belong to Jesus. Amen. And we had $18. I said, where you kids want to eat? They said, the bowl. We went around and ate at the bowl. And back then, you could eat good, man. We had some money left. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how'd that happen? I don't know, and I don't care. Hallelujah. We've had things like that happen to us. And I've heard people say, it doesn't look like it ever happened to me. I don't doubt it. Every time somebody tells something like that, you ought to say, that happens to me all the time. All the time that happened to me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We were having a meeting in Louisiana, and I had just learned how to function like this, and I'll go through all this later, but I'd done what the Lord was teaching me to do concerning finances. Well, you don't need to be praying about money. All the money's in the earth. It's all here. And it belongs to God, and you're His joint heir. So, man, we'd been there for days and days having a meeting there. Oh, my goodness. And we got to the last service, Saturday night service, final one. And we are $900 short on the budget. Well, Gloria and I set ourselves in agreement when this meeting started on the Word of God. Now, Jesus said, if you agree, it's coming to pass.
That's right.
He can't lie.
That's right.
It's coming.
That's right.
And it's got to come.
Yes.
Unless you didn't agree.
That's right.
Now, you do need to learn how to agree on something on faith. Jesus said, any two of you on earth, well, we on earth, we qualify for that, shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask. But now, well, take for instance, we signed a contract on these buildings and so forth, and they said, okay, now it's going to be, it's so many thousands of dollars here and on this date and this date and this date. And then I sign it, and then the representative of the venue, wherever it is, they sign it. And they say, okay, now, yeah, there'll be whatever it was, $75,000 on this date and $75,000 on this date. And I say, boy, I sure hope so. That's no agreement.
No.
He might as well throw that thing away. He's agreeing and I'm hoping. Well, Brother Cole, anyway, it is a hoping and a praying. You better get to believing and praying. Amen. No, you've stayed in that scripture. You have read that. You have meditated on that until you know that you know. That you know what you know, that you know what you know. And listen, that Gloria, man, I'm telling you, you get that woman to set herself in agreement with you, you can go open you an account. Because it's coming to pass. Man, she is unchangeable. Well, we agreed on that amount of money. And here it is the last day, $900. You add today's inflation to that, and that'd be probably, somewhere around, I don't know, $12,000-$15,000 now. This is back years ago. It might as well have been, who knows what, I didn't have it. But I was believing God. Right. And the devil beating me over the head. You know that this bunch ain't giving hardly anything this whole meeting. What makes you think they're going to give $900 tonight? I said, I don't think I know. But you got to fight the fight of faith. And it's the good fight of faith. And the fight is in the mind. That's where the battleground is. The wiles of the devil. We stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, I finally couldn't stand it in that little motel room any longer. And, you know, I was kind of cooped up in there, and I don't like inside anyway. And I just got out, and I'm walking through the front lot of that motel where we were staying. And it was in the wintertime. There wasn't anybody swimming at the pool or anything. And I'm just walking around out there, just praying in the Spirit and confessing the Word of God. This right here belongs to me. Glory to God. This is what we bleed for when we started this meeting, and it's coming to pass. It is coming to pass. You know it ain't going to come to pass. Shut up, Satan. You're a liar and the father of it.
Amen.
It's coming to pass. Well, you know, I don't visit with people when I'm in a meeting, and I keep myself pretty well closed off all the time. And here come this fella driving up into the parking lot of that motel, honking that horn at me, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland. And I thought, oh, Lord. Now, I had met him a couple of times. I knew who he was, but you know, I wasn't all that... not a long time acquaintance or anything, but I didn't know who he was. And he come driving up there and slid right up there next to me. Oh, Brother Copeland. I said, yeah. It seemed like something was wrong. Oh, he said, I'm glad to catch you. My God, man. He said, I've been to every service, but he said, I had an appointment tonight that I've had for weeks before the meeting ever got started. But he said, Brother Copeland, I'm just so glad I caught you because I'm going to be late to the service tonight and I didn't want to miss the offering.
Ooh.
That was a new one. He handed me a check for $500. Back in those days, we hadn't had a whole lot of $500 check. You know what that offering was that night? Exactly. It didn't miss it one penny. It was exactly what we had written down 3 weeks before.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Our agreement. We had the word of Jesus on it.
Amen.
But there's times I'm walking around out there saying, I'll tell you what, those red letters, they can't lie. No, they ain't gonna come up short. We're not coming up short. No, we don't come up short here. Glory to God. No, sir, I am a tither. I have tithing rights here. And we're not coming up short.
Amen.
Well, it sure looked like it, though. It looked like it. But there's no way I'm going to get in there and say, now, who's going to give another 20? Oh, who's going to help me, help me, help me, help me, help me? That's a good way to go broke and stay broke. No. Now, I left a meeting one time down in Florida, and we were there for 21 days. And they received an offering for me for this ministry every night. group of people down there, a couple of churches had got together, and they invited me to come have a meeting, and they set up a tent and we, for 21 days, two services a day. So we did that. And Gloria and I had agreed. We knew what we had to have, you know. And every night he's receiving offering for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. But the end of the time came, and he made a presentation of the check before all the crowd. You gotta be kidding me. For 3 weeks, and it turned out to be this. And it was well short. And I'd been seeing that offering plate. I knew what happened. Oh, I tell you, And I got up real early the next morning. I said, Gloria said, you better calm down. You better calm down. She said, you got your faith on the line here. You don't need to be messing it up because then people held back on you. Said, God's taking care of us, not them. Not them. And if they, Gloria, you know, this way Gloria thinks, she said, if they needed that money, show it to them. Well, I grumbled and grumbled around there for about the next 50 miles, but I finally broke over, you know. I wanted to go spank the fella, but that ain't going to work. You can't be doing that. And so, we were headed to Gloria's folks in Arkansas and going to spend the night there before we went on home. Well, we drove through this small town, and we had a good friend there in that town and a good businessman there. And I said, you know, let's go stop and see if they're in. Let's have lunch with them. And so we did. And sure enough, he was there. Glory to God. He said, no, you come on. I'm buying your lunch. And so we just had a wonderful time, and we visited for, a couple hours. Just had a wonderful time together. And all the time, I'm still thinking about how short I am here, and I don't know how this works, but and we visited while we went on, and so we got to Gloria's folks' house that night, and we came in, and Maudire said, Kenneth, there's somebody trying to get a hold of you. He said, the sheriff's been calling after you. I said, what's the sheriff want with me? She said, I don't know, but here's his name, phone number, you need to call him. So I called him. He said, Brother Copeland, there's a fella in Louisiana that's been trying to call you, and he knew you were coming to your folks' house, but he didn't know how to get a hold of you, so he called me. And he needs you to call him. Well, it was my friend that we had lunch with. He said, Kenneth, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I said, what for goodness sake? Oh, man, he said, please forgive me. He said, I really messed up. He said, God was moving on me. He said, I was supposed to sow the seed into your ministry. And he said, I don't know. He said, I just somehow or another, I just didn't do it. And he was at the point of tears. He said, man, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I said, it's okay. I said, how much was it? Guess. Now, see, I could have really fouled that deal up. Just getting mad and all that. And I got all fussy around. I wouldn't have thought about him. But I realized when I thought about it, man, we need to go by there and see them. And we got to pray together, you know, and all. That's wonderful. I wasn't thinking about the financial part of it at all. But God's working all the time. I said, he's working all the time. You finally get to the place where there can't anybody steal from you. You sow it faster than they can steal it.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't intend to get into all this. We were, this back before, we had an airplane that had range enough to go across the ocean. So when we got overseas, we had to go on the airline. And we had a little Canon camera that belonged to the ministry. And I had it, I had the thing on my shoulder. And we were going to California for a meeting there, and then we were going on over to Hawaii for another Full Gospel Businessmen's Convention over there. But we started out going to San Francisco. And they called the flight, and we got up. My camera's gone. Somebody. Man, somebody slipped that camera off me. Boy, he's good, because I didn't know it was gone. Now, I'm usually smarter than that. Here I go again. And I'm walking. They're loading the flight. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, you better get a hold of this. I said, yes, sir. He said, sew that camera. Amen. Do it quick. Do it right now. Sew it. And so I did that. And I told Gloria, I said, come on. Whoever got that camera, it's his camera now.
Yes.
And the Lord asked me, he said, what would you do if they found him and come ask you if that's your camera? I said, no. No, I gave that man that camera. Because I did it in my heart.
Amen.
I did it in my heart. And I knew when I did it. You know, when faith comes, there, like I said, there's a knowing that comes. And when I did that, I got real peaceful, real easy. I mean, it's kind of juicy. Down in your spirit. I wasn't irritated or mad anymore. No, I gave the man a camera. I'm thrilled over it. I gave the man a camera. I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. And we started on up to the airplane, got on the airplane. I said, Gloria, I said, you know, I've been believing God for a new Nikon F. I said, this is a good opportunity. We just sowed that cannon. Amen. Let's believe God for that Nikon. She said, yeah, let's do it. So we believed for that Nikon. We went on to San Francisco oh man, what a meeting we had out there. It was one of the most glorious meetings I've ever been in my life. It was just awesome. Well, I had preached all weekend there and hadn't been out of that hotel. And finally, after the afternoon service, I was preaching in the afternoon, and I said, Gloria, we got to get out of this hotel. Come on, let's go take a walk. So we got out of the hotel, and we're just walking down this little sidewalk, and little store window shops as we walk along there. And I'm just walking along there, and you know, just walking and not hardly even thinking. I'm just resting. Right there in the corner, Nikon. Stuffed back in the corner. It's one of those little shops. You got the door here and two little windows and a little rail across here with a little curtain there, and then merchandise, you know, here. And this, the merchandise is out here, but this thing is over here in the corner. I said, Gloria, that's an Nikon F. And got real juicy on the inside. I said, let's go in there and see what they want for. Well, we walked in there, and there's a young Japanese girl was behind the counter, and I said, I'd like to know how much you want for that Nikon F that's in the window there. She said, what? I said, you got a Nikon F in the box there in the display window there, and I'd like to know how much it is. She walked over there. I don't know. I'll have to go ask my dad about this. And I could tell by the bewildered look on her face, she hadn't seen that. And I heard him back there. Yeah. I'm looking at Gloria. He's making a lot of noise back there. And I'm like, what is going on here? And so he came out. Now back there then, this is a $750 camera, just the camera body. That's camera today is a couple of $1,000 or more. And he opened it all up there. I had some traveler's checks because, like I said, we're going over to Hawaii. I just pulled those traveler's checks out. And I did like this. I said, there's 250 there. Hi. Okay. Man, I gave him the $250 just as fast as I could. I said, now, how much is the lens? Why? How much is the lens? No. Lens come with the camera. Lens come with camera. He had no idea that camera was in that case. $250. Lens and all. Well, my faith is working, brother. My faith is high, you know. I'm cruising here. Hallelujah. So we got on the airplane the next day. We went to Hawaii. And I said, Gloria, you know, we got good seed in the ground here. I said, come on. Let's believe God for that 100-millimeter lens that we need on this camera, really. She said, yeah, let's believe for that. So we made the trip to Honolulu. And we got in there a little early in the afternoon, and we were just kind of cruising around and walking around, getting off that, you know, that 5.5-hour airplane ride. And we're walking down the sidewalk, and here is a big camera store. And, oh, glory to God. Amen. And I said, let's go in there and see if they got those lens. So we went in there, and I asked him if they had one. He said, I don't think we've even got one. He said, in just a minute. He said, well, I said, on that shelf right up there, is there a camera is there a lens in that case? I don't know. I hadn't seen that before. He said, but I guess somebody must have brought that in here on consignment, because I don't know what. I said, get it and let's see what it is. That's what it looks like. And sure enough, it was. Nikon 100-millimeter lens in that big, tall case, you know. I said, go ask what you want for it. He came back and he said, we don't know where we got it. I said, I'll give you 100 for it. He said, okay. I had $350 in that whole thing. We have overhauled that camera so many times, but they still got that thing in the ministry. Wow. Now, here's what I want you to see. Angels are working. The kingdom is working. The kingdom is working. What's happened? You've got seed in the ground and it's growing it. See, it's all in here. It's all in there. Now, I said all this. I guess you've realized by now I'm about to receive the offering. But now, this is important because offerings are not just little fly-by things that you're just supposed to do when you have a meeting at church or something. No. This is when you inquire of the Lord. What should I do here, Lord? And there's been times that I really didn't know what God wanted me to do in an offering. And sometimes I'd just wait and see. And I'd put something, I don't let an offering go by me. I don't so into it. But I'm listening to the Lord. I'm really looking for him to tell me to do something I can't do. Oh, that's the good stuff. Because he's stretching me. And if I will agree to it, then he's the one that'll do it. My faith will get it done if I've heard from him. Amen. That's the reason that Gloria and I have no fear of the Lord telling us to do something that's just completely out of reason in our minds. No, we've been there before. Because that's when all the good stuff starts taking place. When you said, sir, yes, sir, I am yours to command. Now, what do you want to do? When do you want to do it? How far do you want to do it? And just whatever you say is what I'll do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's when heaven's forces go into operation. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to reveal to the people what you would have them do in this offering tonight. This is between you and them. And we praise you and thank you for all of our partners. Oh, Lord, that's the reason we pray for them every day, to prosper them and hold them up before you, because they are a part. They are part of the spiritual equipment of this ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, ministering spirits. Go, 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 go. Cause to come to pass exactly what Jesus has commanded all of us to do. And we are determined to carry it out. And you bring the hundredfold to every person. You bring everything that the plan of God has already planned and determined, you bring it to pass. You are members of the heavenly host. And Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. He is the Lord of the hosts. Glory to God. And we're his joint heir. And we stand in this like the scripture says, know ye not that you will sit in judgment of angels? Glory to God. So go, ministering spirits, and bring these things to pass according to the word of the living God in Jesus' name. Amen. Say amen. Hallelujah.